It's 8:48 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I bring in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very nice. Good to talk to you, Connie. As we get underway this morning, there have been a lot of changes this year, of course, for many of our listeners. Connie, what should people know about their 401k plan if they've experienced a change of employers in 2020?
Well, Joey, anyone who has a 401k account at a former employer has some options to consider. You may be able to leave your account with the former employer's 401k. Generally, it requires a balance of at least $5,000 to leave the money in the plan after you terminate employment, and that's determined by the plan, so you need to ask. And you have the option to roll over your money to an IRA. Your money stays tax sheltered, and you have more flexibility with that option. And your third option is to withdraw the money and pay the taxes owed and put it in your checking account. It's important to know if your 401k is all pre-tax contributions or if you made some Roth 401k contributions. An account with all pre-tax money needs to be rolled into a traditional IRA. And if you have Roth 401k contributions, you direct that money to a Roth IRA. Let's just look at those three options briefly. If you leave the money with the employer plan, one concern is that you will be out of touch with it. You may not get reports regularly, and funds inside the 401k may change, and your money could be moved into new funds. Unless you're diligent about following it, you may not know about these changes. And also, it's possible you could forget decisions like your beneficiary option, and that could become out of date with life changes. It's very easy to roll your 401k to an IRA. First, you should compare the fees that you're paying to the 401k plan and the fees that you would pay to the IRA, and compare the investment options in each one. It's also easier to engage an advisor to assist you when the money is in an IRA, and this could be important to you if you have a large 401k. In most cases, the worst option is to take your money out of the 401k plan, pay the taxes, and put what's left in your pocket. Paying the tax will deplete the account. And then when you spend the money and you start over to build a retirement account with your next employer, you lose the benefit of time. The closer you get to retirement, the more challenging it is to grow your money fast enough to be secure after you stop working. Time is your best friend. So make decisions about your 401k very carefully. And if you have questions about your own 401k plan, call us at Gulick Capital. We'll be happy to talk with you.
Okay, Connie, and if our listeners would like to get in touch with you about this morning's topic, how can they reach you?
They can call us in our Roanoke office, 540-772-4545. That number is 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.